So this is sort of a continuing a warm up, just to sing through these a little bit. We will be singing these, both of these carols, both in the play and our Christmas concert, of course, or our holiday concert. But we're also going to be singing them this weekend at the Festival of Trees. Singing for that outreach performance. Now is your chance. First Noel, first.
Good. our director, will be the carolers outside the bookstore. And so we'll do it so that they'll be singing part of it, and then the full chorale will come in certain parts, which will be figured out later, but I just wanted to give you a thought about that.
I have a question.
Of course. What's your question?
Sick in Mind, Third Measure, when the bass is singing, they drop down to the A. Has that been changed to be the same thing?
No, we just leave it.
It's me.
this is happening sort of as underlay of dialogue, so
okay.
I'm not being super picky
okay.
about it.
I'll be quiet.
If you were singing a different note, I probably would have a problem with that, but
we missed you.
All right, on to the next one. I'm going to take this in two. One and two. And.
King Wenceslas come down on the feast of Stephen. When the snow lay round about, he met Christ at even. Brightly shone the golden light, though the cross was too well. When the poor man came in sight, every winter grew well.
Wait, can I hear everybody on the second verse? Everybody except sopranos, please. Second verse.
Thank you.
but you're going to listen to the tape and you're going to practice that part. And meanwhile, we're going to put it all three parts together. No soprano line just yet. Ready, go!
Thank you.
is bow our head and pray. Okay, let's try that again. And I'm missing more K at the beginning, and I'm missing kifs about. Actually, no, choy is there. That's fine. Don't put any more CH on that. I'm missing more blessings sent us from above. No breath, kite a song. So let's try that one more time. See what you missed. What else you can add in this time as you put the music down? Put down the donkey. Right. Here we go. Measure six. Ready, and.
Treasure be.
And then we have the same tag that we have in most of the other verses. One candle's light. Not one candle light. One candle's light dispels the night. Now our eyes can see. All right, let's see how much of that we can do with our books closed. Making mistakes all over the place. That's fine. That's what we want to do. We want to see how much we can do. Am I writing like a halo or something?
No, I just have a headache.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're doing all this loud stuff.
I'm not sibling.
Wish we were singing the Away in a Manger.
No, I
want some whiskey?
I feel like
that.
Daughter, son, each other. on that at all. Candle's light dispels the night. Now are I, now are I. Instead of now are I, I'm exaggerating. Nobody was doing that, but no. All right, going on. We have a little tag there that we didn't get to. So we have Bernie Brandon, the sun, and then we are going to repeat our miracle has just begun. God bless us, everyone. Take a quick look at that. And we'll sing that with our music from 46. Well, from 46, you already know by heart, but it's what's coming up. 46. Burning, burning. I'm burning. Burning. And up.
Burning bright.
Hey,
Alfredo. Baritones,
and
Maji,
Tres, Veneru, Lune, Rome, Iquidum, Serum, Bassequendo.
Nice job, baritones. Put that with the bass twos. Bases and baritones, and Maji, Tres, Veneru, Lune, Rome,
you're going to carry just fine. And also because it's the decoration to the main melody, which the bass is a baritone tenor. Okay? So make sure you can hear the bass baritone tenors. And you also outnumber them. Here we go. One and two. And.
All right, let's see if we can put that all together, everybody. Stand up.
That's really coming. Basses and tenors. Don't forget that on the study page last week, I made special part tracks just for you that have your part with, so if it's a bass track, it'll have the tenor part as well, but much softer, so that you can not only hear your part, but a little bit, you can also hear how it fits with the tenor part and vice versa. And I know that there was a screw up on one of the tenor tracks, and I'll fix that tomorrow. I just probably made a typo in my HTML. All right, good. That's coming. That's starting to really click. Let's look at Christmas jazz, please. Just to be clear, in case some of you are wondering, when is she ever going to go for Jingle Bells? We are not singing Jingle Bells. Oh, so you can
never.
You might recall that we did an entire concert last Christmas, all devoted to Jingle Bells. So I figured we would leave that one out.
And I will have you know, I spent a full half an hour on this afternoon.
Because if you look at the words, it kind of doesn't make sense for a song that we're singing sort of in the middle of the concert. Because we're not saying goodbye, and it's not the last thing before we go. There are quite a few more things to come before we go.
We don't want them to leave.
So that's why we're not, that's why we don't be able to. All right, but for now, we're going to look at Carol of the Bells, see how much we remember. So, here's your six basses. How much is it? One, two. Now, do we remember what song this is? Let's try that again. One,
and two, and three,
and two. Semester, you're going to come across that sort of thing a lot. So
especially Kirby, this arranger.
They do it to save paper, I guess, and to make the song a little longer. All right, as long as we're stopped, let's go back, please, to five. Can I hear the sopranos? Stand up, please, at measure five. I'm not convinced that you've got a swing.
Hear the bells, bright silver bells, now that the wind good news they bring. Be of good cheer, Christmas is here, now all is well, sing me
the
yes,
way. Better and better, but it needs to be like that at the very beginning, right? We get into it as we go, but it starts off with a little bit too up in this space, classical sound. It needs to be more here, okay? Right?
One, two, and three.
That's totally it. What did you do differently? Yes. Yes, whatever you did. Click on save. She missed it. She didn't hear me say it.
Yes, she did.
I did.
Kim is counting how many times I say that. So. What am I up to now?
Yes,
that's all you need to do.
don't need to make any big shit. Let's see if the tenors and basses can do that too. Right on the downbeat of 13. A 1, 2, and 3. An expert at
going to the Dal Seno, and then jumping to the coda. Major in it.
What are you majoring, little Sally?
Why, I'm majoring in going back to the coda.
Actually moving. week over that bar line. Like, let's take it from pickup to 16. That's that last measure top of the page where you're moving over the next bar line.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3. Sorry. The top of page 15, pick up to the last measure, which is measure 16.
Oh, okay.
So that's the second issue. 1, 2, 3.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right, so circle those two places where you're moving over the bar line just so you see that it's there. Let's add in the tenors to that. 1, 2, 3.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Measure, I guess that's 33. One. two. Let's put the altos in with that. So let's take it from pick up to 32, new year. A little bit under the tempo. One and two and three.
Happy New Year!
You better have more
help. We wish you all.